having is a doing with you once again, my dear friends. We give a warm welcome to the lady. She is, as many have been before, a seeker of truth and light. I am sure that she will feel comfortable within the presence of this room. As I always do, I offer her the opportunity to ask any questions that she may have.
Anything, any questions?
Anything at the moment? I may have later.
Yes.
Perhaps you'll think of one soon.
We will continue then with other questions at this time.
Yes, I guess you may wish to think it through a little further, Serena. Yes, I have some questions from the one who is leading the excavation of the Bosnian pyramids, but firstly, perhaps I could mention something very topical. Selimet, have you been watching the Olympic Games, or are you aware of the Olympic Games?
I thank you for your question. But I have to tell you, my dear friends, that there has been much for me to do other than watching your earthly games. So my answer to your question is I am aware of them, of course, but not as you would imagine.
Yes, thank you. It occurred to me that a number of the people who are doing particularly well, especially in the shorter races, are the the ones that originated from the terrible slave trading days and are now black or mixed race people living in the West. And it just occurred to me that perhaps there's a spiritual connection with the ancestors watching over, as well as a genetic factor which helps them in their efforts. Any comment on that?
Indeed, I would say, my dear friend, that you are over-activated. I would say to you, of course, all of your forefathers are keen to watch over each and every one of you. But to simplify your question, I have told you what is the most powerful thing that you possess.
Thought.
Thought. Mm. That mind which belongs to spirit gives you that force that is to be reckoned with. Besides the general ability of these people, many more people could be, as you would say, champions of this world if they would so put their mind to it. So I would suggest that you dwell upon that thought.
Yes.
I remember you saying once how much better to feed the hungry than money that is spent on these games.
Yes, that is...
We're not ready, I guess.
Of course you live a physical life, and of course these things are given to you in a sense in order that you find yourself, that inner self. But from spirit point of view, there are many people in your world in dire need. And they must not be forgotten.
Yes, I think
all
you're...
All over the world, actually.
Yes, better not to waste the funding on warfare and games, better to help those in dire need. I think that is your...
Yes, but as I have always said to you, especially at celebration times in your world, that people come together, that the positive energy that is created and which is being created at this time with what you call games is something positive.
Yes.
So, you know, you must not decry it as being totally wrong.
Yeah.
There always has to be a balance whilst you live in this world.
Yes. Well, thank you for your words on that, sorry, but
that's... I think that's definitely right, that there's been quite a bit of upliftment with these games, and that I feel uplifted by them. I think we're beginning to get quite low with all the problems with the banks and what have you, and you begin to think, oh, you know, some people, they're just getting too greedy or whatever, and this is it's just generally an effort thing that it is uplifting people. But they're spending money on that, but equally they've spent an awful lot of money on sending somebody up to Mars and to check on whether there might be life up there. And
it's just a machine, though.
Yeah, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you think, well, how much money... How much
I
use...
I thought you said a man, so...
Oh, I might have done. Maybe I did. But then you think to yourself, well, how much that money that was spent up sending that machine up there, how many mouths could that have fed?
Yes.
We could have asked...
the purpose to this? Were they send these...
You must remember that there is always good as well as bad. Mm. You must always try, my dear friends, to find the balance in all things. Mm. And I believe when we spoke before, I suggested that there would be some good come from those travels.
Yeah, yes.
And indeed, there have been many medical positive happenings from those visits.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, you must be careful, my dear friends, to always look and find, and of course never to judge.
No, that's right.
Yes. Well, thank you for those words, Sadimet. Where the Bosnian pyramids are concerned, I think we did not make it clear last time that the tunnels associated go far, far beyond the pyramids themselves. You indicated to us that they were for transportation. Might I ask, would that be for transportation of building materials and for food supplies?
Partly. Transportation for those beings who needed to be there.
And the beings.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. And our friend is asking if there are more than the five pyramids in Bosnia that they know about.
I would say to him that one more may be found. I cannot guarantee that it will be in his lifetime.
Right. Thank you. During their excavation work, is some indication that there are rooms or caverns within or the pyramids at a low level. A question associated with that would be, will further excavation work to find out more be a good thing?
I cannot be the judge for another being.
Ah.
If it is that he desires to continue, then so be it. I cannot, at this point in time, say yes or say no.
Thank you.
I cannot give you the answer that you expect, because at this present time, I do not know.
Yes. Are you able to say if there are rooms or meeting places within?
If you have tunnels for transportation of people as well as goods, it becomes obvious that there has to be what today you call accommodation.
Yes.
I would suggest that is the way forward.
Yes. Thank you. He was also asking questions about the energy beam from the pyramid, and is it still active today?
It is still active, but to a lesser degree. A much lesser degree, but it is still active.
To a lesser degree, thank you.
Yes.
Why would the energy have depleted? Because it's not being
used.
It
has not been depleted. Mm. It has been transmuted.
Okay.
Yes.
I hope that is helpful to.
Oh
distinguished gentleman.
Yes, I'm sure, and he has been very pleased with the questions so far.
Yes.
Answers to them. He was asking if there were ley line connections in relation to the energy generation.
Yes, there's always in all of these places.
Yes.
You will find that energy is there.
So there would have been.
There would have been, yes.
Yes. This would perhaps indicate a selection of the site with the available ley lines.
Of course, much more was known in those times. Yes.
Much more was known by man, or it was being given to us by extraterrestrials.
Both. Yes. As I have told you on many occasions, mankind has lost so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much more was known in times gone by.
I was watching a programme on the television about an excavation they're doing up in the Orkney Isles, and they were quite, I think maybe they were burial chambers. One side was for burial and one side was for living, but they were in two separate places. But they seemed quite advanced places for Neolithic man.
Yes. Past people were so much closer to spirit than you are. I have remarked on this on many occasions. Yes. It is up to mankind now to see for himself, to go within to seek and to know that spirit. And with that knowing comes knowledge.
Yes.
Knowledge which has not been lost, but only has floundered a little.
Yes.
All of you have the possibility of great things.
Yes. In relation to extraterrestrial matters. You have told us or confirmed that the governments of the world withhold information on that.
Yes.
For their various reasons. Would the matter of the Bosnian pyramids be in the same category, and so that governments know about this but are not anxious to promote the information?
That is not an obvious one to answer to. Mm. But of course all governments should know and understand a little of what is happening within their country. So my answer, my dear friend, is that they probably do know and have stifled the information that was already there.
I imagine that some may simply just not understand.
Of course.
Hmm.
Yes. Of course.
Going back to those Bosnian pyramids, if they were having help from extraterrestrial, how long would it have taken to have built one of those pyramids?
If you want a truthful answer from extraterrestrials, it could be instantaneous.
Wow.
Mm. Again, we are speaking of the power of thought.
Mm.
As we do in our world in spirit, what you think becomes reality.
Yes.
Mm, yes.
Again, I am repeating myself.
Yes, we appreciate.
But the thought is instantaneous.
Mm.
Yes, we appreciate the thought is instantaneous, and where pyramid construction is concerned, it may well be that things associated with that thought are also instantaneous. Yes. Would that be true?
You have to remember that not only are you speaking of other beings, but you are speaking of humankind, of mankind. Yes. Therefore, there would be slight alterations between the thought of the beings and the humans. Mm. There had to be collaboration.
Yes.
But that, my dear friends, is something I would like you all to think about at this time. Thought.
Yes.
You have forgotten my words, I fear.
Well, now that you've reminded us, I'm realizing how central thought and the power of thought is. Yes. To this matter.
And how negligible all of these earthly things are.
Yes.
Yes. That is something that you should ponder on.
Yes. Our friend was asking also, are you able to confirm that the beings who built these pyramids and were associated with them no longer have that contact? The pyramids are not active now as links between Earth and those beings.
Those links were broken long ago.
Long ago. Yes. Thank you. I felt that would be your answer to that.
Yes.
One. But our friend wished to place the question.
Okay.
Yes, there's one further question I would wish to put, and concerning the filling of the tunnels with riverbed material, and you indicated to us that the reason for that was a concern with water. Are you able to help us in this regard? Perhaps you've already given the answer with the instantaneity of thought, but were the tunnels filled by human or extraterrestrial endeavour, or was there some kind of water cataclysm which filled the tunnels naturally?
Yes, it was a natural occurrence. Mm. That is the simple answer. It was a natural occurrence. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that is... That answer will be well received, I'm sure. Paul, I think you had a question.
Yeah. In the guy's, the author's book, he found some runes written on one of the ceramic blocks inside the pyramid, and it was translated as we are at a standstill, we will have to be as warriors to defend and conquer until we can move again through the Stargate. So it seemed like that the pyramid as a transportation device to their home planet was no longer working for some reason. Can you shed any light on that?
Yes. these rune-like marks were on one of the larger ceramic devices within a tunnel.
I would have to. Yes, I am not being shown the reason for this, but I will return to it next time we meet.
Thank you. I will give you an answer. Yes.
I'm
not sure how accurate this information is, but certainly...
No, there is some block as far as it goes. But I will look to it and give you an answer.
Yes. Well, our question does involve human interpretation of the rune-like marks.
Yes.
I can't guarantee that that is accurate. But we have reason to believe it might be.
It is the most interesting for you human beings, I know, when these things are discovered. But again, I reiterate, it is nothing as compared to your spirit.
Yes.
Please remember this, my dear friends.
Yes.
That is the important aspect of yourself that you should be discovering.
Mm. Yeah, we should devote more energy to that rather than looking at pyramids that were built so long
that
ago.
Time has gone.
Yeah.
These extraterrestrials that came, the humans were then ready to make contact with them.
They were not ready. They already knew. It was not a case of being ready. It was a natural knowing. That is the word. A knowing. So contact was very easy for them. In the same way as you make contact with spirit now.
Yes.
You do not prepare yourself. It happens.
Yes.
So you understand.
That we've been in contact with Boniol.
Yes.
Yes.
You see.
Yes.
They were ready for that.
Yes.
They were ready for what happened to them.
Are, just as a matter of interest, are any extraterrestrials helping or in contact, apart from like with Boniol, but sort of physically on this planet at the moment, anywhere?
Let us say there are presences all around your world.
Yes.
And they're making the crop circles, aren't they?
Oh, well, that's true. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Interacting.
Mm. Yes, that's true.
Mm. You sort of have a question, Serena? Meditating.
Yes.
I don't know if I've got the, if I can put this over correctly, but you talk about the power of thought, Selumet.
Yeah.
And I wonder about this gentleman in the president in Syria, and he's sort of upsetting things a little. And I just wonder if you get a lot or millions of people putting their thoughts out against his wishes, whether that affects his brain, whether that affects his outlook, whether he...
Whether it would help?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, positive thought has to be for good. But you cannot change a human being's... way of thought if he is against it. It is a much more difficult procedure, I would say. When you have someone who thinks they are completely right, and their thought pattern is telling them they are correct, it is a little more difficult to overcome those kinds of thoughts. But of course it is possible. Positive thought will always overcome eventually any negative thoughts.
The thing is, though, that people might be putting forward positive thoughts to him, but the rebels, maybe they're, if they do get into power, that won't be perfect either. So is it right in a way that perhaps we should be intervening when we don't really know either?
You should never try to interfere in someone else's life pattern. But you are not to know what their life's pattern is. Is why I have always told you, try never to judge other human beings, because you do not have the full picture.
I have had the feeling that while it is sad to see a civil war in progress, and one has feelings for all the people who suffer there, I also have the feeling that, well, we in the West have had our periods of civil war in the past,
and still mankind does not learn.
You miss a couple of generations and it all starts again.
And therefore we should not intervene in a military way if other countries have their civil wars.
I was thinking of the Irish thing. That's not far away.
The only solution, the only thing we can do is just to stand back and send our loving positive thoughts.
Just give out love.
Yes.
That is all you need to do. That is all you should do.
Yes.
And in that way, you are not interfering in someone else's life.
Yes, that's
it. Is a great responsibility to decide what is right and what is wrong.
Our media doesn't help by sort of painting one president as the baddie and the rebels as the goodies, and
that does not help.
They're all better to think of them as they're all beautiful spirits, all of them, and
you are all born of the light. Remember this also. No one is brought to this lifetime as an evil being. So always keep this in mind.
But does anybody really turn into an evil being? They do. Yes.
They can do, yes. If they do not look after that spiritual self, allow negativity to enter their being. Yes, of course, there are people in your world who are not what you call good people.
No, but are they sort of misguided, or are they perhaps have got some sort of mental problem that makes them
all like of these things are possible? But remember, they have their own free will.
Yes.
And nothing makes them do anything to harm another human being.
Mm.
That is their sole responsibility.
Mm.
And it matters not whether you or anyone else decides to criticize. You do not know the full picture of that human being.
Mm.
There is a lot to think about, I know. But if you try to see the wider picture, then you are a long way to understanding what love is.
Yes, love, thought, power of thought.
Yes.
These are all central to this, our living, or should be.
This is my teaching to you.
This is your teaching. And where the pyramids are concerned, this, although it's way back in the past, it nevertheless seems to enhance our understanding a little bit.
It helps with your intellect, but it does nothing for your spiritual knowledge. That is the point that I am trying to make.
Yes.
Of course it is most interesting to you as human beings. But if as much interest was put into knowing yourselves, think how wonderful this world could be.
Isn't it that when we are reborn, when we're reincarnated, what's the word?
Reborn.
We seem to have the computer up here completely wiped clean. And if we could just leave a little bit of what's on in heaven into that spirit, I thought it might be a great advantage.
Disadvantage, because you've got to learn, Rod.
Help things along, because we are learning planet, you say, but by golly me, we've got a few problems down here that doesn't seem to improve over hundreds of years.
I can say there is improvement. I know that it seems that all is dire and everything is bad news. But when first I came to you, I promised you that there would be a much better future. And I still am saying those words to you, my dear friends. This could be a planet of love, but of course it will take much work, not only on your part, but from us in spirit, who are dedicated to helping each and every individual.
Wonderful.
It is a task not taken lightly by those of us who come to help. And sometimes it feels that, to use an earthly term, that we are treading water. But I can assure you, slowly progress is happening.
Wonderful news.
Well, I recall when you first came to us, Solimet, in 1994, we seemed to be heading for nuclear disaster.
Yes.
And I think you and yours in spirit have moved us away, or helped us to move away from that.
Our task is to influence and to teach you That is what we all endeavour to do. And I hope, my dear friends, that you feel I have helped you in some way to recognise your own spirit beings.
Well, I know we all feel that, Sonia, and many others around the world as well.
Yes, and you only have to think of the words that have travelled from this small number of people. Mm. And this is only one small pocket of people.
Mm. But,
thank you very much for that. That's great words.
And since moving us in that better direction, you have spoken much and taught us much, and I'm sure our awareness has improved immensely.
Yes.
We still have far to go, I know, but...
I am forever nudging you. I know sometimes you must feel, but you have already repeated those words. Of course, I will continue to use those words if I feel they are helping you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do.
That is appreciated.
Serena?
No, I still don't have any questions.
That's all right, you don't have to ask any.
It's only if you had some, that's a chance. But no, if you don't have any, it doesn't matter.
Yes, Serena has opted out at the White Eagle Lodge. Obviously read his books. Would you be aware of him in spirit?
Or?
I said I know the question.
Yes.
I think we mentioned it before, actually.
Yes.
I apologise if we...
Yes. There are many from spirit who have come to this earth plane.
As you have. Or come... Yes, he came as you do, through a medium.
Yes. Right. Yes. We all come at a delegated time in your planet's growth, as you would expect. No one or nothing stands still.
So
but what never alters, my dear friend, is truth, is love. These things will never alter. And now, for this time, I will take my leave of you. I encompass you as always in my love, in my protection, and hopefully in my teaching.
Thank you so much for the answers to all those questions and for guiding us in the way you do. Thank you so much.
And your gentle nudging.